This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me here for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we are scheduled to be joined by Stephen Cole Smith, who is an esteemed automotive journalist, a juror on the North American Car and Truck of the Year Awards. And Stephen has had quite a career, worked for Car and Driver magazine, still does some freelance work for them. For many years was the editor of the Orlando Sentinel newspaper down in Florida, but his main focus is motorsports, so he contributes to Auto Week with motorsports. He's also been the editor-in-chief at various websites regarding motorsports, but today you'll find Stephen not only in Auto Week, but also he's got a cool article in Automobile magazine this month that we hope to talk to him about. And also, we're going to talk to him about SEMA 2016. He just returned from there, and lots of stories to be told out of the Sin City of Las Vegas, Nevada. We're having a little bit of phone connection problem with Steve. He does an awful lot of traveling. Oh, did I mention also he writes for the New York Times and the Tribune newspaper syndicate as well. So he does a lot of writing. His expertise is all things automotive, particularly motorsports. And I know for a fact there were a couple of motorsports stories, a couple of interesting unveilings at the Specialty Equipment Market Association show in Las Vegas, and hopefully we'll get a hold of Steve and spend the hour with him. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, it's that time of the year, time to get ready for the winter. If you live in a state which is hit by the winter and don't live in one of the Sun Belt states, you better listen up because there's lots of things that you need to do to get ready yourself and to get your vehicle ready. We're going to have an expert from Michelin on the show to tell us all about what you should be doing in preparation for what will hopefully be a mild winter. Also coming up in hour number two, this gentleman used to run my website. He may be doing it again in the not-too-distant future. He also had a very successful other automotive website. His latest venture is a new site called Wheeled Planet. Ken's Vocal will be with us, and Ken loves to talk about new automotive products, and so do I. So we're going to be doing a little bit of that in hour number two of the show, heard on many of these affiliate stations. And, of course, hello to everybody listening on the GCNlive.com, whether you're joining us here in North America or around the world. Welcome. Speaking of North America, I am proud to announce the debut of a brand new website called North American Driver. And if you go to the North American Driver website right now, you can read my reviews of several new vehicles that I have driven over the last several months. I'll give you an example. I've got a story up about the Lexus RH450 Hybrid. I've got a story up about a very cool truck that I had a little while back. Yeah, this truck is, I call it the non-truck truck because it's second generation. It went away for a couple of years and it's come back with more truck-like features, but still it's not the kind of truck that an F-150 or a Silverado or Ram buyer would go for. It's for a different person, and I like it a lot. It's the Honda Ridgeline Volume 2 or 2.0, whatever you would like to call it, and you can read that story as well up on North American Driver. You could also read my take on a couple of other very important vehicles, including a beautiful Mercedes-Benz, certainly one of the best drives of the year for me for the 2016-2017 model year so far. This one was indeed a 2017 C-Class. Now, the C-Class has gotten bigger. It's kind of become more of a mid-sized class, and the E-Class is normally the mid-sized player, but they have the new entry-level Mercedes-Benz. Used to be the C-Class. Now it's the CLA class, which is kind of a look-alike to the CLS, the coupe-esque silhouette in sedan form. But nevertheless, this is the hot rod of the bunch. It's called the C63S AMG, and I can tell you all kinds of amazing things about this car, and may have the opportunity to do so here in the coming minutes. Also, I had the opportunity to write about another vehicle, which I had the opportunity to drive in recent times, and you can check it all out free of charge at NorthAmericanDriver.com. And that vehicle was the Honda Civic Touring Edition. My test vehicle was equipped with a V6, and it was also equipped with an automatic transmission. It is available with a manual for those who prefer, but the V6 was fine, mated to the automatic that I had. You can read my review of that vehicle as well at NorthAmericanDriver.com. Let's see, did I leave anything out? Yeah, I did, a couple. Recently, I had the opportunity to drive the 2016 Mazda CX-9. This is the three-row crossover from the Zoom Zoom brand, and another vehicle that I really liked a lot, and had an extensive drive in it because it arrived the week of the hurricane down here in Florida, and we left the greater Orlando area for a trip up to Pensacola to visit my fellow automotive radio talk show host Bobby Likas and get away from the storm, which was at one point going to hit Orlando smack dab. Thankfully, it did not. Thankfully, we escaped that one, but got a little extra drive time and a chance to visit with another great automotive radio talk show host. And lastly, for now, but we'll have another story going up tomorrow, you can check out my review of the 2016 Ford Explorer Platinum. This is Ford's most expensive Explorer. As a matter of fact, it's, I believe, about $20,000 more than the base Explorer, but it is loaded. It has got absolutely every piece of equipment that you could ever want in an Explorer and more. It's a three-row Explorer powered by an EcoBoost V6 engine. Ford is so much behind this new EcoBoost technology. You know, these days, the only Ford with a V8 is the Mustang. That's right. The only Ford with a V8 is the Mustang, because it's even gone away from the F-150 pickup truck. So the Mustang GT and the Shelby variants, the GT350 and the GT350 are the only V8 Fords, which to me is a shame. But rumors have it that we'll see a GT500 Mustang V8 powered, but even their supercar, the Ford GT supercar, is powered by a uber-tuned variant of the same engine that was in the Explorer, the 3.5 liter. In the supercar, the GT, it will put out an excess of 600 horsepower. In my test vehicle, the Ford Explorer, put out in excess of 360 horsepower, 350 pound-feet of torque. That's V8 numbers, and that's what it's really all about, this EcoBoost technology for Ford, replacing 8 cylinders with boosted twin-turbo 6 cylinders, replacing the former 6 cylinders with EcoBoosted 4 cylinders, and of course Ford has even a 3-cylinder variant of their EcoBoost technology. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. I'm getting over a little bit of a cold, so hopefully I'm not going to choke here on you, but if I do, that's what it is. We'll take a pit stop for some important messages. And when we come back on the other side, if we're not joined by Stephen Cole Smith, we're going to continue to tell you about some of the stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. This is Auto World. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say you want to make a do-it-yourself repair on your vehicle. Where do you turn for advice? If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider the source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do a job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Haynes now offers online manuals that are formatted for all electronic devices. Rather than chance it on the internet, see the experts at Haynes.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
You guys on the other side of the radio are in luck because our very special guest is sliding up to the microphone. He's a semi-regular, should be more regular contributor to this broadcast. He's one of my favorite automotive journalists in the entire world. You can read him all over the place. I mean, he's an expert in the realm of motorsports, but you can find his work between the pages of Car and Driver, across the Tribune newspaper syndicate, including the New York Times. You can also read a cool story that he did for Automobile Magazine And that's just the beginning of the story. As I said, one of my favorites in all of the automotive world, Stephen Cole Smith. Welcome back to Auto World. How you doing?
I'm doing good, Bob. I'm sorry to hear you're not doing too good. It sounds like you've got the bug, I guess.
Yeah, I got a little bit of a cold, and my daughter's had a stomach flu, and now my wife has got it. So it's just one bug going around the household, and another bug coming on its heels. But you're just coming off a big trip. One of my favorite shows of the year, the SEMA show out in Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City, USA. And, you know, Steve, I was thinking I've been there every year for the past 20 years, except for the last two since I've been dealing with some health stuff. But tell us all about 2016. Was it as crazy as usual?
Well, you know, I haven't been for a while, Bob, and I probably wouldn't have gone this year had Hyundai not had a really cool trip. We went out a day or two early to drive the new Hyundai Elantra Sport, and since you've been doing this as long as I have, when you hear the name Sport tacked onto the end of a car, too often it's a little bit bigger tires, maybe a little bit stiffer springs, and maybe five more horsepower, but Hyundai has done a fantastic job with this little Elantra. It's got, it has over 200 horsepower. They've completely done the back half of the car underneath. Changed the suspension from a twist beam to a completely different independent and fantastic six-speed transmission, leather interior, all that standard with shipping for a little over $22,000. So that was the first half of the trip, and they said if you want to stick around and spend the first day at SEMA, you know, we've got credentials for you. We'll bus you over, and man, that just made it too easy. You know, those of us who've been to SEMA on our own know that it's nothing easy to get to and to get from and get a place to stay in Las Vegas. It's the second biggest show, I think, compared to the Consumer Electronics Show. So Hyundai just made it so easy that I was able to go back for probably the first time in 5 years. And Bobby just reminded me that I really got to go every year. There's just so much stuff going on. You know, you remember when SEMA was a huge show and then it started sagging around 2008 when, when you had the choice of paying your rent or buying a new set of wheels for your car or truck, the rent usually won out, and that's what SEMA is, the Specialty Equipment Manufacturers Association, not just the big car manufacturers, but a lot of car part manufacturers, and they were suffering, and SEMA suffered, and now that things are supposedly back together, I know you and I financially, I don't know if we've seen all this glory of you know, our new financial situation, but I guess things are better now than they were then, and SEMA certainly reflects it. I was talking to Ken Lingenfelter, who owns Lingenfelter Performance Parts, and he's been there forever, and he said it was sad to watch it go down, and now it's so much fun to watch it come back up, and he says it's right back where it was when it was at its strongest.
Oh, that's great to hear, and certainly the SEMA folks must be ecstatic, and it's always a treat to see all of the concept vehicles from the OEMs. I know every year we see some vehicles that potentially are teases at production models. I know last year Dodge showed off an all-wheel drive Challenger, the GT they called it, and rumor has it before this Challenger goes away and is replaced by an all-new model that we're actually going to see that vehicle in production. It'll be launched first with a Pentastar V6, but let's hope that maybe there'll be a Hellcat under the hood of an all-wheel drive Challenger. That would be a nice ride.
Oh, wow. Wouldn't that be amazing? Of course, that platform was sourced back from the Mercedes days, and there is an all-wheel drive Charger, and the Challenger is essentially the same platform, so it would not be, you know, out of the realm of possibility that we could see an all-wheel drive Challenger, but an all-wheel drive Hellcat, oh, man, that's kind of like the only thing that car lacks is you know, the two front tires turning under power, too, and Wow, can you imagine the launch off the line? It would be something that that John Force, I think, would be comfortable with. The rest of us would just have to get used to it.
Absolutely. But all the auto manufacturers use SEMA to show off concept vehicles. And, of course, lots of individual folks partner with some of the aftermarket companies and build their own cars. And they not only fill the aisles, and we're talking miles of aisles. It's like 25 square miles if you walk all of SEMA. But even outside, it spills outside. And some of those rides are just incredible to check out.
Yeah, one of the annoying and great things about SEMA is that it's only loosely organized in terms of where everything is, so that makes it kind of hard to find things. You almost have to get out the little map and figure it out. That's one of the annoying things, but it's also great because you turn a corner and you have no idea what you're about to see, and you're presented at one end of an aisle with the world's fastest car made from a log, which is Guinness certified at 47 miles an hour, and at the other end there's literally a Batmobile from a magazine, and then farther down there's a Ford V8 engine with 18,000 Swarovski crystals attached to it. Why, I don't know, but I had to ask a couple of the girls from SEMA if Swarovski or Swarovski crystals are a big thing, and they said yes, because I didn't know there were such a thing as better or, quality level of crystals. But, essentially it looked like a diamond-studded engine, and I'm not sure how that affects the horsepower or how much many tubes of super glue went into that. But, it's just, like I said, you go around a corner, you have no clue what's around the next turn. And the unfortunate thing is there's no way to see it all. There's just no possible way to see everything that SEMA has to offer if you walk all 4 days inside and outside, like you mentioned. And with me just one day, I barely got to see everything in one building and started on the second building. So, yeah, I think I've got to go back to this every year, Bob. It's just too important now to let it slip.
Yeah, I would definitely recommend it, Steve. I mean, there's so much stuff. And in recent years, we've seen some debuts there. I mean, the Ford Raptor was introduced there. That was a world debut. The Honda Civic Coupe, that also debuted there a little while back. When we come back on the other side, a little bit more about SEMA, and then we're going to talk about a really cool article that Steve has got in Automobile Magazine about printing cars. What is that all about? You're going to find out what it's all about on the other side as Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back and our telephone line is open for you at 855-660-4261. Stephen Colesmith is with us and we're talking about SEMA 2016. And Steve, I wanted to get your take on a couple of other stories from SEMA this year. In number one, the fact, again, going back to Fiat Chrysler automobiles, you can now buy, I think this is cool, for your older Hemi vehicles, 1975 and older vehicles, a 5.7-liter crate Hemi engine or the 6.4-liter engine, which is in the SRT as well as the Scat Pack. And they're pricing them like $1,900. I thought that was a great buy.
Man, that the crate engine model is really taken off over the big three. I just noticed the other day that the 601 crate motor that General Motors sells, it's a Chevy small block, is now legal for one of the street stock classes at one of my local racetracks down here. And it's just, that's the good news, is that you can buy these crate engines. They're generally warranted. They're called crate engines because they literally come in a crate. But the bad news is, Bob, that there are a lot of engine builders that are looking at a hard time ahead. If you can buy an engine that all you have to do is essentially bolt it in and you know everything's going to work. I'm hearing a lot of racers are getting a full year of racing without even opening the engine. And essentially, they really can't open the engine because a lot of the crate engine races are made to the point where you can't, to make sure no one's cheating, everything is sealed up and you have to return it to a certain very small number of certified engine builders for service. So your local guy who works on the corner and builds small block engines, I'm not saying he's in trouble, but I'm saying he might be pretty soon. I got back from the IHRA World Nationals in Memphis a few weeks ago, and there were, I think, about 600 cars there, and still a whole lot of these guys are building their own engines, or they have special engine builders. But even in that drag racing community, I see the crate engine phenomenon creeping in, to where rather than have an engine that's, you know, you go buy pistons here and rings here and carburetor or fuel injection here, it all comes from the manufacturer. And it kind of reminds me of the day, and maybe you'll remember this, Bob, the 1996 Ford Taurus had stereo built into this very strange dashboard. And I remember saying at the time, this may be the end of your local stereo shop. There's no way you could just pop in an aftermarket stereo. And sure enough, I don't think you see nearly as many of those stereo shops around doing it, because A, so many manufacturers coming out with great radios, and B, it would be so difficult to install them. So I'm thinking the crate engine, as fascinating as that is, especially if you're building a hot rod, to be able to just to drop in an engine like that without having to worry about reliability is kind of good news and bad news for us.
Yeah, it's a really good observation about the radios. You're absolutely right. I remember that generation of the Taurus, and it's true. I mean, when you and I were growing up, and, you know, even in the 70s and 80s, they were all over the place. It was, you know, kind of the way it was. I know when my wife got her first car in the 80s, you know, one of the first things she did was, she told me, was trick it out with a cool stereo. But those shops have disappeared.
Yeah, there's a few around, but man, there's one up the road, and we've actually used it to repair a stereo. But those guys, you know, used to be able to walk in, and there are, you know, everything from Pioneers to Kenwoods to some of the lesser known, more exotic brands. But now, you know, I notice you can walk into Walmart and buy a Pioneer stereo for $79, and you know, even the top level brands, I got to think, have been hurting. And you know, it's you know, you're looking at some of the camera companies, you know, everybody at SEMA, you know, yeah, there were a lot of guys taking pictures with cameras, but there were a huge amount of people taking pictures with their phones. So you know, the world is changing, and that's certainly one of the ways that you know, that things are going upside down for a lot of people.
Very true. Speaking of your hosts at SEMA, they recently set a record I believe, an electric vehicle out in Bonneville. Do you know much about that story?
Yeah, I think it was the Ioniq or something like that. And I have a really nice T-shirt they gave us, and that car was there. It's you know, it's fascinating what the electric vehicle market is going to, and I keep hearing batteries that are graphene based are going to change everything. I have a friend who owns Braille Battery, and every race car you know of in major series are started with Braille batteries, from Formula One to IndyCar and even NASCAR. And while they don't have deals with these with the sanctioning bodies, you know, they can't advertise Braille on the side. But a year or two ago, the guy that's the head of it, and this is one of those guys, Bob, that you want to mentally record what he's saying and then play it back at a slower speed so you can understand it later. He's like so far ahead of normal people like us in terms of what he's talking about, that it's, you know, it's almost like talking to some kind of a physicist, genius, whatever, that just, you know. Anyway, he told me that, and I never even heard the word graphene a couple of years ago, and he said graphene is going to be as important as plastic when we develop plastic. And I'm starting to hear more and more about graphene and its use in batteries. So I'm thinking we're just a couple of developments away from having cars that can literally be your only car, you know, with a range of maybe 250, 300 miles between charges, and maybe that's part of it. But Hyundai is right there. As you know, every manufacturer has some electrical aspect to it. Audi, of course, is pulling out of endurance racing and throwing their lot in with Formula E, the all-electric series. So So like it or not, you know, there's nothing in the world that sounds like an American V8 engine as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah,
but,
absolutely.
You know, as you and I become antiques, I'm afraid they will be too.
I'm afraid you're absolutely right, Steve, but hopefully, you know, we'll be able to maybe buy some of those up at a reduced price and keep them as toys if we're lucky enough. Speaking of electric racing vehicles, recently had the opportunity to chat with Big Daddy Don Garlitz, who's 84 years old. And
wow.
Did you know that he's working on a battery-powered, an electric dragster?
I heard that, but that's all I know. What did he say about it? Is it coming? I mean, obviously, if there's going to be an innovation, it's going to be the guy that figured out in his hospital bed that a great big supercharged engine in a top fuel car might do better behind the driver than in front of it. So that's just the kind of thing I would expect from him. But what else did he have to say?
Yeah, well, it's powered by 6 GE engines, motors, I should say, and
wow.
Makes about 2,000 horsepower. So far, I mean, here's the amazing part. The batteries and the motor weigh only 500 pounds combined.
Oh, man.
And so he's had it up to 186. He wants to break the magic 200-mile-an-hour mark, which, of course, he broke way back in 1964.
Yeah.
And he's determined to do so. I mean, he's partnered with a couple of good people, I understand, Lawless Industries, a builder of electric race cars, and the gentleman who designed the high-speed dragster chassis is a gentleman you may know by the name of Brad Hadman.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
It's going to be happening. You know, they're running into some problems, but like you say, when that battery technology gets a little bit better, he's not that far off. If he's hitting 184 now, 200's around the corner.
Yeah.
We'll take a pit stop and then more with Steve around the bend. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you behind on your taxes? The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote at 800-268-4205. 800-268-4205.
Fender, an iconic brand with some of the greatest instruments in history. And going on now at Guitar Center, it's Fender Fest. The best time ever to check out the greatest selection of Fender guitars in the world. Stratocaster, Telecaster, P-Bass, Jaguar, Jazzmaster, and more. Right now, purchase any qualifying Fender product and get up to a $100 promotional gift card. Own a legend. Fender Fest, now through July 27th, in-store and online, only at Guitar Center.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. see the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
We thank you so much for joining us here today. You're in luck because Stephen Cole Smith is with us. You can read Steve's work in Auto Week and in Automobile Magazine. And, of course, the Tribune newspaper circuit, including the New York Times, and, of course, for a bunch of motorsports websites and publications. What are some of the motorsports outlets that you're associated with now, Steve?
Well, I'm doing stuff for AutoWeek, AutoWeek.com, TheDrive.com, which is a newer website. I'm doing stories over the weekend for those guys. And, of course, Automobile Magazine. But Bob, I gotta, when we were going out, we were talking about Don Garlitz, and I've got to tell you a real quick Don Garlitz story. And I hope I haven't told it before because it's really a good one. I interviewed Don the first time, I think, about 1975 and had kept up with him over the years. And, of course, he still has a museum. His museum just less than an hour from where I am up in Ocala, Florida, right on I-75, and it's a wonderful place to go. But years ago, I talked to Don, and for some reason, I think he was in a hospital bed. I can't remember why, but they had not been able to hit 300 miles an hour. In fact, they'd been around 285, 290 for quite a while, and it seemed like, you know, that it was taking quite a while to get to 300. And I asked Don why, and I said, was it aerodynamics? Was it power? Was it tires? And he gave me a few good responses. And then he said, you know, Steve, I think I have a design here that I'm working on that may be something that could hit 300 fairly easily. And I said, well, tell me about it. And he said, a guy sent this design to me, and I think there's some real merit in it. And it's basically six wheels, you know, two in the front, two in the back, and two sort of in the middle on each side. And he went on to explain a few things about it. And I said, who is this guy? Is he an engineer, somebody from MIT, you know, an engineering student? And he says, no, he's actually a guy. And if you know Don, you know he really has no sense of humor. He was just born without the sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly.
So I said, you know, where did this design come from? You know, a scientist? And he said, no, it came from a guy in a mental institution in Minnesota. So I started laughing, and I said, well, did it come in crayon? Because usually they don't let you use sharp things there. And he shook his head and said, no, it came in, it was in pen, you know, like normal. And you know, it was lost on him that I thought, and I think the rest of the world would think, that it's kind of funny that he's taking so seriously a design that came from a guy in a mental institution, and that's just Don Garland. So a good idea is a good idea. Doesn't care where it comes from, whether it's from someplace with a guy that's got some kind of severe problems or MIT, and that's just the way he is. But fantastic guy, and anytime you're in his presence or have him on the telephone, you think you're talking to some kind of a legend like a Richard Petty or a Carol Shelby that will never come again, and that's I wish I'd heard that show.
Oh, it's so true, and just the stories that he tells, and about this electric project. He says, he can't get used to no noise. It's the first time he's been able to talk to his crew, because the only sound is when he lights up the tires. That's the only time that there's any sound. He can't get used to the silence.
Wow. I remember the first time Audi came out with the Audi race car diesel, which, you would think a diesel would be loud, but it was so quiet. It almost had no engine noise. And the first time they showed it was at Sebring to a very small group, and about 10 of us were down waiting for the first pass down the straightaway to take pictures of it, and we all missed the shot because we had realized we were dependent so much on the sound of the engine coming toward us that's when you shot, when it got louder, and it was past us before we heard the engine noise. Consequently, we all completely missed the shot until we figured out a few laps later that you had to do it by vision and not by sound.
Amazing. I can see that happening. A couple of other things out of SEMA on the racing front. Ford showed off a GT4 racer, and Chevrolet made an announcement about bringing back Copo for 2017. Copo Camaro. So
wow.
A lot of interesting moves out there in SEMA town.
Yeah, the GT4, that essentially is going to be the GS class for Continental Tires World Challenge, and they're moving to GT4 for next year exclusively, I think, and the only car that's really available, the GT4, has been the Porsche Cayman. So we were thinking it might be the Porsche Cayman series because, essentially GT4 is a race car that you actually buy from the company, buy from Ford, and Ford's would be made by Multimatic, and those guys won the championship in a regular Mustang this year, but not with the GT4 spec. So the good news is there will be obviously Mustangs racing in against the Porsches next year, but the bad news is Multimatic won't be racing because they told me that if you're actually building a car, racing it yourself tends to, slow up the sales because nobody wants to run against the guy that actually built the car. The Copo Camaro, drag racing-wise, those things were legend before. You look at Barrett Jackson and a Copo Camaro goes across the block and everybody kind of gets quiet and everybody holds their hand over their wallet because they know it's going to cost a lot of money. So I think that's a great move for Chevrolet to bring that name back.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the story that you have in the current edition of Automobile about 3D printing. Now, a lot of our listeners are not going to have a clue what we're talking about here, but do your best to paint a verbal picture for us.
I had to learn. I knew just, the absolute Cliff Notes version of what 3D printing is, and essentially it's exactly what it sounds like. I just described it by saying if your normal printer in your office printing up a letter, imagine that the ink is a little thicker than it normally is, and you print the same sentence over and over again, that eventually that sentence will start to rise off the page and, could be get higher and higher, and that's what 3D printing is. It prints the same little level every time off of an engineering diagram and gets taller and taller, where it can be, an inch, a foot, a yard, depending on what it is. And it's a layer of little pellets that are ground up. They get very hot, and the 3D printer, which the one that I saw is roughly the size of, it's bigger than a Suburban, probably not a whole lot bigger, but bigger than a Suburban, and very hot. A lot of heat comes from it, but you punch in an engineering design, and it will come up with, it'll print whatever is on that design, and then you trim the edges, because as you can imagine, the edges are kind of like little ridges, because each layer leaves a little ridge on the side, and and you can polish them up and paint them, and they look just like, you know, fiberglass or steel or aluminum when you get through with them. It's pretty amazing, and a lot of the OEMs are using them to create very quick turnarounds. Like, you want a new windshield wiper, let's 3D print it and see what it looks like to actually have it to hold in our hands. Well, this guy, Local Motors, who is based in, I think, Arizona, but I did a story about their office in just outside of Washington, D.C., wants to 3D print cars. And the idea is that you and I go and buy a car from one of his factories, and there would be scattered all over the country, maybe every city with a million or more, would buy a 3D printed car, electric powertrain underneath, the things you can't, you know, 3D print would, of course, be things like tires and you know, maybe some transmission parts, things like that. And then you would drive it for 5, 6, 7 years. You get tired of it. You bring it back. You give the car back. It's ground up into little pellets, and he'll 3D print you a new car. And the idea there is that you come up with one platform, and you can print a convertible, a sedan, a pickup truck, an SUV, a station wagon, pretty much anything you want, and still put it on that one platform. And, you know, this thing obviously is way beyond our lifespan. I don't think it's going to happen, you know, in the next 20, 30, 40 years even. But I actually drove a 3D printed car. You know, the body itself, it looks sort of like a Myers Manx dune buggy. No doors, you got to hop into it, but you know, at least they prove that you can 3D print the majority of a car. The one I rode was on top of a BMW i3 electric platform, and there are others that he's built that are on a platform of a much cheaper car in Europe. I think it's a Renault. So the idea is out there, the possibility is out there. Is it going to happen? I don't know, but I got 9 pages out of it for the cover story for Automobile.
And that itself is a victory.
It is for my bank account, I can tell you.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, it's always a pleasure to have you on board here, and we definitely got to make you more of a regular part here of Auto World, because I have so much respect for you and love having you here on the broadcast. We'll talk again soon, my friend.
Of all the shows I do, Bob, yours is my favorite. So, yeah, anytime, you know where my phone number is.
Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, buddy.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Konica, the German Shepherd that I rescued, was stinky, skinny, and scrawny, full of skin rashes and scratching. And I started feeding Konica Dynavite, and he became such a happier, itch-free, stink-free dog. I dug deeper into the website.
DINOVITE.com.
What if, in addition to Dynavite, we do the raw beef and the egg diet and see what happens? Forget all these 50-pound bags, the formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways. This dog's as close to a wolf as you can get. They're carnivores. With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and Super Omega on top of it, it just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit. It's unbelievable. Hey, if you're thinking about rescuing a dog, you got to start them out on Dynavite, DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.